Welcome to the Michael Rivero What Really Happened radio program.
And welcome to our show today. It is Monday, July 25th, 2022, getting towards the end of the month here, and it's another busy news day, start of another crazy week here, and we're going to try and fit as much news as we can in until it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room and taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. Now, interesting incident happened recently with Jill Biden, where she was out and about with her Secret Service protective detail, and people around her were basically expressing their views to Jill Biden, saying, you know, that the president sucks and, you know, you owe us gas money. And Jill Biden apparently wasn't really listening to them because she kept saying, thank you, thank you, thank you. And I think it's sort of indicative of the attitude of the White House toward the American people. You know, as long as they can steal elections, they don't care what you think. Yeah, they, you know, they celebrate being free from having to worry about what you're thinking because the elections are completely, you know, foregone conclusions here. All right. Now, we have had about 2 years of revelations coming out about the infamous abandoned Hunter Biden laptop. Most voters are saying, had the corporate media reported on the contents of the laptop when it first came on out, they probably would not have voted for Joe Biden. And so the corporate media is guilty of withholding critical information from the American people as they headed into an election. Now, sources are saying that federal prosecutors have reached a critical stage in the investigation into potential illegal activity by the president's drug-addicted son. And we know there's a lot of information on the laptop regarding highly corrupt deals with China and Ukraine. There are videos of Hunter Biden engaged in some very naughty behavior, some of which is so naughty that merely showing it would open up people to being charges of showing, you know, child porn, which is a crime in this country, thankfully, here. And so they're looking at all this. I think what's going on is they're going to go ahead and prosecute Hunter Biden quickly so that Joe Biden can issue him a full pardon, and then it all fades into history, and that will be the end of the story. Now, the other day, there was this GOP representative, Lee Zeldin, up in New York, and there was this guy who tried to stab him, rushed the stage and tried to stab him. One of the aides got a cut on the hand, and the assailant, David Jacobonis, was arrested on Saturday and charged with assaulting a member of Congress with a dangerous weapon. He was previously charged and arraigned on account of second-degree attempted assault at the state level, and was immediately released, which everybody said, what the heck is going on here? And now he has been rearrested on federal charges, and they're saying now that basically the attacker was holding a hardened plastic keychain used for self-defense, and apparently he was also very drunk during the incident. And you know, Zeldin criticized the incident's lack of coverage in the media and said it would be a different story if the attack came against somebody on the left. And he's certainly absolutely correct about that. This assault on a Republican member of Congress got zero coverage in the corporate media, or virtually zero coverage here. All right, there is a new poll out by the Trafalgar Group indicating that a majority, a substantial majority of Americans would support a new convention of the states, as described in the Constitution, to propose new amendments that would limit the federal government's power and authority to spend money. And I agree it would be a good idea, except that we have a federal government that's ignoring the rules that are already there in the Constitution. They're certainly ignoring the Bill of Rights. So while it would be nice to pass new amendments and laws, if the government is not willing to obey them and abide by them, then it almost seems like what's really the point here? All righty. Over at Turning Point, they've held a poll over the last weekend showing that Donald Trump is well in the lead for the GOP nomination for 2024. Ron DeSantis is in second place. And as we reported last week, there is a story out that Trump and DeSantis have already agreed to team up to be the GOP ticket for 2024, with Donald Trump running as president and Ron DeSantis as vice president. Now, Donald Trump could only serve one term because he's already had one term in office, and that means in 2028, Ron DeSantis would be ideally positioned to run for the presidency. And frankly, I like the guy. I like the way he's been standing up to vaccine mandates and illegal immigration and LGBTQ. And so, yeah, he's looking really, really good at this point. Now, speaking of the abortion issue, which is still out there, and somebody made an interesting observation. You know, the pro-abortion people are out there saying, well, it's just a clump of cells. You know, it doesn't really mean anything. And somebody said, if NASA found a clump of cells in outer space, they would immediately say they had found life. And yeah, they would. A single cell is a life form. And, you know, that unborn human being is a life form. And past the 6 to 8 week, you know, time interval, the heart is beating, the brain is starting to function, it can feel pain. And anyway, down in South Carolina, lawmakers are looking at a bill called the Equal Protection at Conception, No Exceptions Act. The bill would ban any website from hosting or publishing any information about accessing or self-inducing abortion, knowing that the information will be used or reasonably likely to be used to produce an abortion. So they basically want to ban websites telling women how to abort their own babies. And I think this is a really good idea, not just on the issue of not really liking the idea of abortion, but a lot of women who attempt home brew abortions do seriously injure themselves. They can render themselves infertile. They can even die from these kind of operations. So I think it's a good idea. All right. Now, the other day, Claire and I caught this documentary. It was a three-part documentary on Ghislaine Maxwell and her fall from society and eventual sentencing to prison. And it was a very revealing documentary in that it displayed the attitude of the rich and powerful toward ordinary people. And it's callous in the extreme to Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell, these young teenage, some, you know, 14-year-old girls were just tools, property, props to have fun with. And, you know, absolutely no concern or guilt about what they put these girls through. And everybody is still saying, you know, why are we not seeing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's and Ghislaine Maxwell's clients that they provided these girls for? And apparently there were hundreds and hundreds of girls involved. They had a pyramid recruiting structure going on. And, you know, at this point, it's pretty obvious that Jeffrey Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell were running a honey trap espionage operation, and everybody on that client list is now subject to blackmail, and they don't want those people exposed because then they can't control them anymore through that blackmail. And that's really what's going on. Now, remember, Ghislaine Maxwell's father, Robert Maxwell, was a Mossad asset. It's entirely possible Ghislaine Maxwell was a Mossad asset. It's entirely possible that Jeffrey Epstein was a Mossad asset. And Mossad does not want the client list exposed because then it loses control over them. Now, there are some names that have been leaked on out as having been to Jeffrey Epstein's pedo island, if you will. Bill Gates is one of them. And, yeah, whoever's got those audio and video tapes and photographs is in a position to wield tremendous influence among the wealthy and the power brokers in our not just our government, governments around the world. Okay, getting into the issue of election fraud, and again, to me, this is the biggest crisis that faces the United States of America. If we don't have honest elections, we don't have a republic. We don't have a democracy. If we don't have honest elections, we are all the toys of a power elite that can do whatever they want to us and then just turn around and say, well, hey, you voted for this. We won the election. We can do whatever we want. You know, we can spit in your face and you voted for it and there's nothing you can do about it. Anyway, over in Michigan, News Channel 3 published the results of the Republican primary election, and the Trump hater Peter Major won his race, along with, Rhino Tudor Dixon won his race. The only problem is the Michigan Republican primary is not set for another week. It's due to be held on August 2nd, and already the media is out there saying, these are the people who won, just get used to it. Go back to work, breed us more soldiers, pay your taxes, and sit down and shut up here. Now, over in Wisconsin, there is a Republican candidate previously endorsed by Donald Trump, issued a statement on Friday basically saying it is time to overturn the 2020 election results because of all the signs of election fraud. And this individual named Brantgen said tyranny is at Wisconsin's door. And Brantgen said she would follow State Representative Tim Ranthan, a Republican candidate for governor, in trying to overturn the last presidential election, disregarding all the naysayers. They're getting a lot of heat from the Democrats. And says it's time to put an end to election injustice. Now, Republican lawmakers in the Wisconsin State Legislature on Wednesday killed an emergency rule issued by the State Elections Commission that would have allowed local officials to, quote, correct mistakes on absentee ballots. Now, this procedure is known as curing, and it allows election officials to look at absentee ballots and say, oh, this is obviously a mistake, we can correct it, and that's where a lot of fraud is happening. And so legislature has said, no, you may not alter those absentee ballots. Okay, if there's a problem with them, they are simply to be discarded and not counted. You're not allowed to go in and just put in what you psychically determine the absentee voter intended to do. Okay, story coming on out of South Front, and I think this is a response to the recent poll numbers about trust in the corporate media. I think it's down to something like 11% as of the last numbers I saw. And this article is out there saying that all corporate news media, all of what's called the mainstream, have been turned into propaganda agencies. And this goes back to the CIA, which was created in 1947. And a year later, they started Operation Mockingbird. Now, this was based on the Nazi model of control over the media. And the CIA, through Operation Mockingbird, placed their assets in charge of all the corporate media in the United States and had complete control of everything that you were seeing, reading, and hearing since then. And Operation Mockingbird is still running out there. The CIA is controlling the corporate media, even when some of their lies are really ridiculous. I remember when they were out there trying to claim these British balloon inflators in Iraq were portable biological weapon laboratory. I mean, that's how obvious some of the lies get here. You know, Saddam's nukes, Assad's poison gas, and so forth and so on. All right, let's get into COVID and more false information here. Dr. Birx has come on out basically saying, admitting that she knew the COVID-19 vaccines were never going to protect against infection. Now, remember, a year ago, Joe Biden was on a CNN town hall saying, you're not going to get COVID if you have these vaccinations. And, of course, Biden, vaccinated and triple boosted, is now down with COVID-19. And did he knowingly lie to the American people? I would say most likely, yes. And So one of the former U.S. officials who led the COVID-19 response during the Trump administration said that the COVID-19 vaccines were not expected to protect against infection. And this is coming from Dr. Burt saying, I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection. And I think we overplayed the vaccines and it made people then worry that it's not going to protect against severe disease and hospitalization. So they're now admitting, yeah, they lied. They knew the vaccines were not going to work. Don't forget that it has now come on out that the CDC and the FDA and the vaccine manufacturers deliberately withheld adverse effects discovered during their clinical trials. Now, that constitutes scientific and medical fraud, which is a criminally prosecutable offense. Nobody's gone to jail yet, though. But, yeah, they lied. You know, what was the agenda to get everybody to take a shot? Was it to make money? Yeah, they made a lot of money off of this. And every member of Congress who owns stock in the pharmaceutical industries did very, very well for themselves. You know, or was there another agenda? People are saying, are they protecting us against an eventual biological weapon that's going to be used against Russia and China? Is it part of the depopulation agenda? But we do know these mRNA shots have caused a lot of damage. Myocarditis, pericarditis, blood clots, strokes, you know, sudden adult death syndrome, you know, seizure disorders are now showing up. Suppression of your natural immune system. If it's just a mistake, okay, to be generous, if it's just a mistake, it's the biggest medical goof since thalidomide. And that one was pretty bad. Now, Joe Biden is continuing to work, or whatever it is he does that makes him look presidential. He's doing meetings over the telephone and over Zoom. And over at Yale Medical School, one of their professors went onto Twitter claiming that Joe Biden working while sick epitomizes white supremacy. And this professor is training future doctors. That makes me really worry about medical care going into the future. Now, last week, there was a court decision. Actually, it was back on the 14th. Judge McFarland from the Southern District of Ohio ordered a temporary injunction against the Air Force to prevent any unit within the Air Force from discharging or carrying out any punitive action against a service member who has applied for a religious accommodation from the COVID-19 vaccine. The Air Force is now ignoring that federal judge's ruling. They are moving ahead with the discharges. Now, remember, one of the things we were taught in elementary school is the military is subordinate to the civilian authority in this country. Obviously, the Air Force doesn't agree with that anymore. Story coming on out of American Watchdog. A lot of people are going to websites trying to sort out the conflicting messages about COVID-19 and COVID-19 vaccines. And it turns out that when you go to these websites, you are being tracked. They're basically keeping a list of people who are, you know, questioning the orthodox COVID and vaccine story. And they're making a list and they're checking it twice, going to find out who's naughty or nice. And who knows where that information is going to wind up. Okay, we've got to take a break here for some commercials, and we'll be back after these few words.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Need more proof that D.C. is completely out of touch? I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. High gas prices may hurt everyone, but they hurt the poor the most. For those who live on a fixed income or live paycheck to paycheck, paying more for gas is more than just uncomfortable. It can mean missed meals or prescriptions don't get filled. Yesterday, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg said, quote, "The more pain we are all experiencing from the high price of gas, the more benefit there is for those who can access electric vehicles," end quote. That is absolutely no comfort to the poor. Most people can't afford to pay the $10,000 more for an EV, according to Kelly Blue Book. Once again, the agenda is more important to the DC elites than actually helping or showing compassion for the have-nots. Please support transparency from Congress and visit liberty-lighthouse.com/HR46. Until tomorrow, si vis pacem, parabellum.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And welcome back to our show here. We're talking about health, we're talking about COVID, and, you know, COVID is kind of worn off. The American people just, you know, COVID, big deal. It's lost its shock value. Everybody knows the masks and social distancing were a complete joke. So now they're trying to wag a new illness at us, the monkeypox. And they're out there saying, oh, this is going to be horrible, you know. And the World Health Organization is trying to classify the outbreak as a global health emergency, which is the highest level of alarm the World Health Organization can put on out. And, you know, oh, it's terrible, it's going to be getting to you. However, research published in the New England Journal of Medicine last Thursday says that 95% of monkeypox cases are transmitted through sexual activity, which I take that to mean that if you don't have sex with a monkey, you're going to be okay. But unfortunately, it does seem to be hitting the gay community, and so that whole thing is getting dragged into it here. But the research was done at the Queen Mary University of London. They looked at 528 confirmed infections in 16 countries, and they said it is important to stress that monkeypox is not a sexually transmitted infection in the traditional sense. It can be acquired through any kind of close physical contact. Well, so why are they already talking about monkeypox vaccines for children? who are not sexually active, okay? And if monkeypox is not scary enough, there's another one they've got out on the horizon, and it's called Crimean Congo hemorrhagic fever. It popped up in Africa a little while ago. They have now got one case in Spain. It is a hemorrhagic fever. It is very serious. It has a lethality rate of 30%. If you're looking for something to reduce the human population, this is it, and it's a very ugly way to go. It is a tick-borne disease, supposedly, and it will kill roughly a third of the people who come down with it. So that's the next big booga-booga that's out there. Now, we've all been hearing about the CRISPR gene editing system. It's out there in a couple of different varieties here. And over at Tel Aviv University, scientists are saying that while CRISPR is very effective, it is not always safe, and that sometimes rearranging pieces of DNA compromises genomic stability, possibly triggering cancer in the long run. And, ever since this came on out, I've been expressing concern. You know, they're tinkering with the software of life. And if you look at how poorly software written for computers performs on occasion, think Windows Millennium Edition, tinkering with the code of life is more dangerous than nuclear technology. If they make a mistake and it breaks into the wild, you're looking at a potential extinction-level event. And I don't think there are anywhere near enough safeguards on this technology, and apparently these scientists at Tel Aviv University are in agreement here. All right, let's talk about the international news. The war in Ukraine is in its sixth month, and it looks like it's going to continue for a while. Now, we need to understand, as we've said before, truth is the first casualty of war. Almost everything you heard about the war in Ukraine from the U.S. media was a lie. They told us that Putin was losing the war, that the Russians had poor training and low morale and were deserting. None of this was true. And we're seeing a situation where the U.S., in order to try and weaken Russia, is going to fight this Ukraine war down to the last Ukrainian. In other words, the U.S. policy is, we don't care if everybody in Ukraine gets killed. We're going to keep on pushing this because it's bad for Russia. Now, over at the European Union, they have now agreed to disperse an additional €500,000 to Ukraine. That brings their total military assistance to €2.5 billion. And that's a lot of money that's been pouring into Ukraine. And yet we're hearing Zelensky is now warning that Ukraine may start defaulting on its foreign debt. So where is all that money going? Is it going into certain preferred pockets? Is it going into Swiss bank accounts or bank accounts in the Cayman Islands? We don't really know. Now, there was an interesting article over at Breitbart where protesters at an LGBTQ event in Berlin have demanded that Ukraine be armed in order to allow the city of Mariupol to host a pride parade. In other words, the LGBTQ camp, agenda, whatever, they're all in favor of war against Russia in Ukraine. And personally, I think we ought to let the LGBTQ fight their own battles, if they're man enough. Anyway, let's see. Apparently, Ukraine. Oh, we got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey! Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Tune in Saturday mornings, 8 to 10 Central, to the Alternative Media with your host, Barron. If you've not been listening, this is some of what you've been missing.
2,000 mules, like you like to say occasionally, Farron, in your face.
They might have a set of lactating mammaries available that could provide milk for their adopted children.
Listen, news media, all pulling off this gigantic fraud.
Rhino, neocon, cucks.
There's this wonderful thing that's called Vote With Your Feet. Move to California.
I am a conspiracy factualist and everyone else is a reality theorist.
Hundreds, if not thousands, of ships came out of nowhere.
Give me liberty or let's give you death.
Any excuse to go in and kill yourself for this fraud of a government. This goes back 100 years.
When they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first. And God help us all.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Black Owl Coffee, and I started Black Owl because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee that's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
Welcome back to our show. Here we're talking about the situation in Russia and Ukraine. And apparently Russia has blocked an operation by Ukrainian military intelligence officers who were getting in contact with Russian military pilots and offering them a huge cash reward and citizenship in one of the EU countries to basically defect with their aircraft and land the aircraft at airfields controlled by the armed forces of Ukraine. And Russia was able to basically thwart this operation. Russia is saying that this was being done with the intelligence services of Western countries, in particular that of Great Britain. So, yeah, it's definitely on there here. Now, there's a military expert, Boris Razin, who was saying that right now what's going on in Ukraine in the Donbas is relatively stable, but the rotation of Russian armed forces is ending, which means they are starting to build up the forces for a major offensive operation. And he basically describes it, we are in the calm before the storm in Ukraine. And yeah, it does look like Putin has just, you know, had enough of this thing dragging on, and it's time to bring it to a close. Okay, now U.S. senators are going to receive a classified briefing on Ukraine this Wednesday. And they're talking about this grain deal. Now, last week, Russia and Ukraine agreed to allow the export of Ukrainian grain from the shipping ports. Then one of the shipping points was hit with a missile attack. Russia is saying it wasn't from them. Could be a false flag attack. And now they're saying the grain deal may not happen after all. So stock up on your flour while you still can here. Meanwhile, the Odessa Brigade of Russian forces has completed combat coordination in the Kherson region, and Russian servicemen claim that offensive action will begin in the near future in the Nikolaev and Odessa directions. Now, things are not going to go smoothly for Putin, because over in Chechnya, the Chechen rebels are all of a sudden cranking up and getting ready to basically go to war against one of Putin's top allies. Whether they're being goaded to do this or encouraged to do this or being financed by the West, we don't know, but I don't believe in coincidences. Okay. Russia is accusing Ukrainian troops of war crimes. They have found more than 200 members of the Ukrainian military have been involved in crimes against the peace and security of mankind. A total of 92 commanders and subordinates have already been charged with the offensive. The West is saying this is purely Russian propaganda, that the Ukrainians would never do anything that dastardly. So, like I said, truth is the first casualty of war. Everybody's lying. It's hard to find out what's really going on because everybody's lying on both sides here. Article that came on out of Consortium News, the servant of the corrupt, okay? And it's talking about Zelensky. Now, back in February of 2021, Zelensky shut down three domestic television channels accusing them of spreading Russian propaganda. 3 months later, Zelensky arrested Viktor Medvedchuk, who was at the time leading the second biggest political party in Ukraine's national parliament. And basically, that's the beginning of Zelensky acting less and less like a leader of the Ukrainian people and more like a U.S.-backed dictator, which is exactly what he is going back to 2014. Over in Great Britain, they're watching the race for the prime minister, and looks like Tass may be in the lead there. But eyes are also on this 42-year-old member of parliament for the Essex market town of Saffron Walden, Kemi Badenoch, and she's being described as England's new conservative rising superstar. And so apparently they're saying that she's somebody to keep an eye on. Over in Iran, their Ministry of Intelligence reported on Saturday to have arrested a network of agents from Israel who were allegedly preparing sabotage and terrorist operations. The arrests were announced hours after Israel said its own agents had interrogated an Iranian military official on Iranian territory. Now, the alleged spies were in contact with agents of the Mossad spy terrorist organization, and they said the agents had reportedly entered the country from the Kurdistan region and were found in possession of communication equipment and high explosives. Okay. Over in China, they are continuing to issue warnings to the U.S. regarding Nancy Pelosi's planned trip to visit Taiwan. Now, I don't think China is that worried about Nancy Pelosi herself or even the fact that she is a member of the House of Representatives. But as Speaker of the House, you know, she clearly qualifies as a senior U.S. diplomat. And that kind of a message, a senior diplomat going to Taiwan, does seem to indicate that the U.S. is getting ready to abandon its one China policy. And that, of course, is going to lead to a war in the Pacific. Meanwhile, story coming on out of the Truth Seeker, weapons companies are scrambling to try and come up with a defense against Russia and China's hypersonic missiles out of concern that these hypersonic missiles do give a decisive advantage to hostile powers. Yes, they do. Conventional missiles will travel about Mach 3. Hypersonics are at Mach 5 or even faster, some of them a lot faster, and that means reaction time to intercept is much shorter. The difficulty of the intercept is much harder because of the speeds involved, and the new Chinese and Russian hypersonic missiles do not fly a straight track. They zigzag, they bob up and down, they corkscrew, and that makes it harder to predict where they're going to be when you attempt the intercept. And so the defense contractors are out there with their hands out for more of your money to say, you know, we'll figure out a way to defend against these horrible, horrible weapons by the evil Chinese and the evil Russians here. Okay, let's talk about the economic news here. And we're seeing a lot of inflation, a lot of prices going up. We're also seeing a lot of shrinkflation. And we're seeing it with cereal boxes, soup cans, bottled coffee. They're getting smaller, paper towels. Manufacturers, figure consumers will notice price increases, but don't really notice when a box of Wheat Thins goes from 10 ounces to 8.5 ounces. Well, actually, we are in fact noticing. We are seeing gas prices start to go down a little bit. And the media and the Democrats are out there saying, see, we've solved the problem, vote us back into office. But again, if you remember what gas prices were like when Biden first went into office and look at them today. Now, here in Indiana, we saw a couple of gas stations with the price of regular actually below $4 a gallon. Most of the gas stations were above $4, but it is down a little tiny bit. But not enough to convince me that the Democrats are serious about making life easier for the average American. Now, the Biden regime is trying to downplay the economic fallout by redefining the term recession. Okay? They're out there saying, well, recession doesn't mean what you think it does. This is what it means. This is the new definition. And see, things are not as bad as you thought they were. So, again, change the meaning of the word, changing the import here. Meanwhile, Biden's Commerce Secretary is saying inflation has probably peaked. Again, they're already trying to campaign for the midterm elections. All righty, over in Russia, Gazprom is going to stop the operation of a second Siemens turbine. And as a result, the supply through the Nord Stream 1 pipeline will not exceed 33 million cubic meters per day starting on July 27th. Okay, this is basically 20% of the pipeline's capacity when it's operating at full bore. And Gazprom says the decision to switch off the turbine was made based on its technical condition and the fact that it's due for an overhaul. And one of those Siemens turbines is still mired somewhere between Canada, where it was refurbished, and getting back to Russia to be installed in that pipeline. Ukraine obviously does not want that turbine to be delivered. And meanwhile, Europe is going without, you know, with less and less gas. And, now is when they would normally start stockpiling for the coming winter months. I know it's July. We're almost into August. But winter is going to be coming. All right. Now, story coming on out of the Gateway Pundit. We're starting to see a lot of new global reserve currencies being introduced. BRICS is coming out with one. Same thing with the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. And now Russia and China say that they are creating a global reserve currency to challenge the U.S. dollar. And I think because of the way the U.S. government has been weaponizing the dollar and using it to exploit other countries, that probably the rest of the world are going to drop the dollar and go with these other reserve currencies. And that's going to be a big problem. If there's no foreign demand for U.S. dollars, the dollar is worthless because it's not based on anything but the full faith and credit of the United States government, which is not really in good shape right now. Out in California, their public employees retirement system, the nation's largest public pension, has lost 6.1% on its investments for the one-year period ending June 30. That amounts to $29 billion they have lost this last year. A lot of that was driven by the stock market slowdown, which was in turn driven by the COVID pandemic and the lockdowns. And so now the pension fund is running really short on money. Now, we know there's a food shortage. We know it's getting bad. It's going to get worse here. And amazingly enough, over at the New York Times, they actually came out with an article saying that, yeah, there are times when cannibalism is appropriate. They actually came on out and said, now is the time for cannibalism. And, you know, from the article, it said, this is a quote, cannibalism has a time and a place. Some recent books, films, and shows suggest the time is now. Can you stomach it? Well, okay, I would suggest we eat the politicians. They are tender, they taste like chicken, and they are GMO-free. Now, needless to say, the New York Times has been skewered for saying there's a time and a place for cannibalism. In fact, it was described as being, Satanism. Now, the piece on cannibalism was written by Alex Beggs, who's a freelance writer and regular contributor to Bon Appetit, okay? Where she reviews the latest Trader Joe's products and so forth and so on. And it basically came on out and saying, yeah, it may be time. Well, they want you to eat the bugs. They want you to eat each other and let them keep all the steaks and, fish and everything for themselves here. All right, turning to immigration and the border, Biden's Secretary of Homeland Security, Alejandro Mayorkas, says the southern border is secure. And, of course, the actual agents down there on the border are saying he's lying. Yes, of course he's lying. We're seeing the videos of hundreds and thousands of illegal immigrants just strolling on across. And coming on into the country. And, Texas and Florida are shipping them up to Washington, D.C., and now FEMA has announced that all the illegal immigrants being shipped to Washington, D.C. are going to be flown down to Florida. So now it's going to be this, these illegal immigrants are going to get a tour of the greater United States of America. They're going to be flown here, bused there, trucked over here, sent back over there. It's really insane. Alrighty, a boat carrying Haitian migrants near Bahama capsized. At least 17 illegal immigrants were killed. That's an aspect of this illegal immigration that is really not being dealt with. I mean, yes, we've got millions and millions of illegal immigrants who've come into this country, and we don't know how many of these people trying to come to this country didn't make it. They're drowned in the ocean, or the sharks got them, or their bodies are just lying out there in the desert somewhere. The United Nations has declared the Mexico-U.S. border the deadliest border crossing on Earth. Now, down in Mexico, security officials detained more than 200, mostly Guatemalan migrants, at a warehouse in central Mexico who were waiting to be smuggled northward. And the Mexico's National Migration Institute said there were 225 migrants discovered overnight in this warehouse in Jilotepec, in the state of Mexico. 194 of them were Guatemalans, 14 Hondurans, 9 Nicaraguans, 5 Cubans, and 3 El Salvadorans. So it is a major, major problem. We need that wall on the border. You know, we need to take drastic steps. We need to put crocodiles in the Rio Grande is what we need to do. Okay. Another story, this one from Breitbart. The Del Rio Sector Border Patrol officials reported the apprehension of more than 1,600 previously convicted criminal illegal immigrants who entered the United States during the fiscal year. These are people with criminal records, and they're being allowed into this country by Joe Biden. And Biden's entire thought is, you know, we're going to make them citizens, we're going to get them to vote, and they're going to vote Democratic because we're going to take stuff away from the legal American citizens and give all kinds of free things to the illegal immigrants. It's bread and circuses. It worked for Rome, and it's going to work for us. Now, up in New York City, the mayor is now warning, okay, New York citizens, you're going to be impacted by the influx of the illegal aliens. So the mayor is out there saying it's going to happen. You might as well get used to it. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
You've got the money, honey. We got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. said, the tower.
Welcome back to our show here. And amazingly enough, we saw this coming here. This is from American Military News. The Biden administration is getting ready to give illegal immigrants ID cards, which will allow them more easily to access housing, healthcare, transportation, and other benefits, and probably be used to register to vote. And these ID cards will include a photo, biographic identifiers, and cutting-edge security features, they claim. And, they want these illegal immigrants to demographically change the voting base to hang on to power. Now, there was an article that came on out of NILC.org talking about immigrants and the programs they're eligible for. Okay, this is all the free stuff they are getting. This is just a partial list. Supplemental security income, supplemental nutrition assistance program, temporary assistance for needy families, emergency Medicaid, including labor and delivery, full scope Medicaid, children's health insurance program, Medicare premium free Part A, premium buy-in Medicare, HUD public housing and Section 8 programs, Title 20 block grant, Social Security, other federal public benefits subject to welfare laws restrictions, and benefits exempt from welfare laws restrictions. I mean, these illegal immigrants are being treated better by the government than you are. You know, especially when you consider you're expected to pay for all this. You know, they're making you pay to be dispossessed from your own country. That's just how radical this has become here. All right, now, the gun grabbers are out there trying to get a bill passed to ban assault weapons, whatever that means. Assault is actually a verb. You know, it's, the AR-15 is a rifle. You know, assault is a verb. It's what you do. I mean, in the American Revolution, the Brown Bess was an assault rifle. And a lot of people are making fun of David Cicilline from Rhode Island. He's a Democrat, and he tried to claim that an AR-15 arm brace was the same thing as a bump stock that turns the gun into a fully automatic weapon. And it just underscores the fact that these liberal gun grabbers don't know what they're talking about. They're totally ignorant. They're up there trying to pass laws regarding what you can do with your firearms protected by the Second Amendment. They don't know anything about what they're doing. They obviously are so terrified of guns. They don't have any. I mean, their security details do. But they're up there making these ridiculous claims that an arm brace, a stabilizing brace, is the same thing as a bump stock. And no, it is not. And all these Democrat gun grabbers are doing is putting their total ignorance on display for America and the world to see. Got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open up the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
RBN, John Stadtmiller's Republic Broadcasting Network. RepublicBroadcasting.org.